Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our 8 p.m., amen, Bible study class, amen, discipleship course that we have every Wednesday night. And we are studying on stewardship, and we invite those of you that are going to listen virtually, amen, via the social media feeds, amen, to join us on Wednesday night, amen. The number for the line, for the conference line, is 605-313-5111, and then access code 151647#. Amen. We also invite you to download our church app from your Google Play Store or your Apple Store to your mobile devices and your tablets. And that app name is Cornerstone Deliverance Church, all separate words, praise God. And our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. Before we get started, amen, praise God. Before we get started in this lesson, I'm going to ask Sister Latasha to open us up in prayer.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we come to you on today, O God. O Father God, we come lifting you up, O God. O God, bless this Bible study on today, O God. O Father God, bless Apostle and her family and each and every one that's going to call in on today on the phone line, O God. O Father God, touch those that couldn't even make it on today, O God. But Father, we come to you, O God, with a heart of gratitude, O God. O God, with our ears and our minds saved, our attention is stayed on you, O God, on tonight, O God. O Father God, we lift you up, we exalt your name, and we bless you, and we thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Glory
amen.
To your name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah.
Glory to your name on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
oh, you worthy
Jesus.
God. You're worthy,
hallelujah.
You're worthy, you're worthy,
ooh,
you're worthy, hallelujah,
you're worthy.
Jesus,
glory
oh, glory to your name, God, hallelujah,
thank you,
inhabit
Jesus.
Our praises on tonight, oh God,
hallelujah.
Oh, we lift you up, hallelujah,
glory,
we bless your holy name,
hallelujah,
oh, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh,
thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Holy,
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to his name on tonight. Hallelujah. Beloved, amen. He said, enter into my courts with praise and my gates with thanksgiving. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to obey the word of God. Amen. Praise God, entering into his presence.
Amen.
Amen. We know that he is always with us, praise God. But now we are the church gathering together, two or three, and he is in the midst, and we want to bless him. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. We want to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to glorify him. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God's name. And may God give each and every one of us the liberty to praise him. Amen. For the Bible
Amen.
Says that we were created to praise. And I believe that when our praise is shut down or suppressed, amen, I believe that's bondage. Praise God. When I can't do what the Lord has created me to do, something
Terrible.
Is wrong. Amen. If I'm not operating, amen, in the manner in which God would have for me to operate, amen, something is wrong, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, beloved, tonight our lesson is on stewardship, amen, and we're just going to give a quick recap, amen, of the lesson, praise God. The introduction was the scriptures teach us that as Christians we are stewards or caretakers of all the resources of God placed, all the resources that God places in our lives. As stewards, we are responsible to utilize and manage our time, our talents, our treasures, and our testimony, amen, to the glory of God, amen. And so, beloved, what I want to, and it also teaches us that we ought to be, amen, faithful stewards, amen. And so we already went over, amen, what is stewardship, stewardship of our time and stewardship of our talents. Amen? And so, beloved, now, where we starting at now, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. Okay, so now we're going to start at stewardship of our treasure. Amen, because I believe that that's where we left off at last time. Stewardship of our treasure. Amen. And so, Oh, hold it. Let me see if we stop that stewardship of our treasure. I don't think so. Okay, so we're going to go back. We are still working on stewardship of our talent. Amen. And so we're going to go back to that. Amen. So on several occasions, Jesus used the subject of stewardship in his parables. No, we did that. No, we are on stewardship of our treasure. And that's where we're going to start. Amen. Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Amen. And so, beloved, I love this text, this scripture text right here. Amen. Because we can proclaim, amen, that we honor this or that we treasure this. Amen. But the Bible says that wherever your treasure is, your heart will be also. And so we really have to discern the positioning of our heart. Amen. Where your treasure is, that which you value, that which you cherish. Amen. And so if our treasure is in spiritual things, amen, praise God, or if we deem our treasure in heaven to be over anything that we could build in this earth, amen, hallelujah, or store up in this earth, amen, praise God, we should move according to what God's word says, amen, we should do concerning having treasure in heaven, amen, and we need to honor that relationship with him because God is seated in heavenly places. The third heavens is where he is. Amen. Praise God. And so we need to begin to shift. Praise God. Amen. When it comes down to different things, what we consider to be treasures, whether it is our money, whether it is our property, whether it is our land, whether it is our houses, our cars, amen, whatever it is. Amen. We need to make sure that those things, too, is being utilized for the advancement of the kingdom of God. We want to be able to shift those things from the demonic kingdom of darkness, amen, to the kingdom of God, amen. And so one of the ways we begin to put our treasure into the kingdom of God, amen, hallelujah, is when we tithe, when we give our offering, when we give our first fruits, the increase of the first fruits and the seed, amen, praise God. And so if we are transferring our resources into the kingdom of God, amen, we have treasure, amen, in heavenly places, amen, and then we also have spiritual treasure, amen, in heavenly places, amen. According to scripture, stewardship of our treasure involves three distinct areas. Amen. It involves tithing, it involves giving, and it involves alms. Amen. And I just want to say concerning the alms really quick, and we'll get into the lesson concerning that in Sunday service, the Holy Spirit held us at a standard, amen, of caring for and taking care of our widows, amen, our poor, amen, hallelujah, those that are orphans, that are without parents, amen, praise God, those that are houseless and hungry amongst us, amen. God, he is doing those things through us. And so the scripture that came forth in Sunday service was, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was in jail, you visited me. And the steward said, Lord, when did I do these things? He said, when you have done them to the least of these. Amen. And, beloved, you must be led by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because I don't go into places and do things that God is not leading me to do. Amen. But there are things that I cannot deny. There is an unction. There is a spiritual urge, amen, to get involved, to partake, to do. But and then I understand the assignment. Amen. Because, beloved, we have to understand the assignment, that it is an assignment, amen? And be mindful how you get wrapped up and tied up in the assignment. Don't get carnal with the assignment, amen? Praise God, amen, hallelujah. And so tithing, this word literally means the tenth. It refers to the principle of returning to God a tenth or 10% of all of our increase. It is also known as the Lord's portion. Amen. And so when we receive whatever finances we receive, amen, a tenth of that belong unto God. When we give God what belongs unto him, amen, we are being faithful stewards, amen. The principle of tithing or the Lord's portion is first seen in the Garden of Eden. One tree in the garden was reserved for the exclusive use of the Lord. It was not to be used by human. It was not to be used by man, even though Adam was assigned by God to dress it and keep the tree and help it bring forth fruit. And as Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 through 17, beloved, let us read that. Yeah, because God gave man one thing to do when he created man. He gave man one thing to do. Amen, beloved. And I tell you, we are different from Adam in the sense that we have been born again, that we are redeemed. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. But we have to be careful. Why? Because, amen, hallelujah, we have to be careful just to make sure that we do not give into the flesh, amen, or the impulses of the flesh, and that we utilize the spiritual provision that God has given unto us, which is his Holy Ghost, amen, to help us, amen, to obey the command of God. Amen, hallelujah. There were some things that I struggled with obeying. Amen, praise God. Recently, praise God. But I had to wrap and tie myself up in the Lord's provision for me. Amen. I knew that I could not do it in my own might and strength. Amen. And so I tapped into my heavenly's provision. I went beyond myself. I began to meditate on the word. Amen. Praise God. I began to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Because I wanted to stir up the gift, amen, that was on the inside of me. Amen. My help, amen, is here. Amen. And so, beloved, amen. We turn into Genesis. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we have to do this, beloved. Amen. Praise God. When you find yourself at a crossroad, and I don't believe that as a church we should ever be at a crossroad, because God makes his way plain in the word. Why should we not be at a crossroad? Because the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God gives us direction. He lights our path. He shows us the way. He said Jesus is the way. So any decision that you could be making that's going to take you out of the way, out of the way of Jesus Christ, amen, that ain't God. Amen, praise God. It is the wrong way. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I want to share with you that the crossroad is just a place of decision-making. When you at a crossroad, you have a choice to make. Amen? You have a choice to make. Amen? But acknowledge God in all your ways and let him direct your path. Amen? God is a communicating God, and he is truly giving us an invitation to be able to sup with him, to speak with him, amen, to communicate with him, amen, praise God. And communication mm-hmm. could be a dialogue like I'm talking to you now, amen? Mm-hmm. I gave the testimony on Sunday. I've been on this 21-day consecration, the Daniel fast, amen. Bishop Harvey sent it out, and I said, well, Lord, I'm going to go ahead and submit to this. Amen. Even though we just came off our 7-day consecration at the end of the year, I said, Lord, I'm going to submit to this. Amen. Praise God. And I'm going to ask that you strengthen me and honor it. And it was just for me consecrating myself unto God. But the diet was different than my normal eating. Amen. And I said to God, because I'm keeping my weight also before him. the healthiness or the wellness, amen, of the temple of the Lord that he has made me steward of. During this fast, I'm keeping it before him. Amen. Hallelujah. That he can perfect it. Praise God. Amen. Along with other things. And so I said unto the Lord, I said, God, I really do not see myself losing weight. Amen. Like not an extreme amount of weight. I knew that I lost. But, you know, I'm looking for a difference here, praise God. I have expectations and anticipations, amen, for the Holy Ghost to get all up in there, amen, praise God, and bring about a change, amen, be the super to my natural, praise God. And I had gotten in the shower and came out, and I lifted up my leg to lotion it, and God said, could you do that before? Amen, praise God. I said, no, hallelujah. So he's showing me that change is taking place. Amen. And so, beloved, when God is working in your life and the situation and the circumstance, amen, and you have been in dialogue and in obedience with him and your faith is in the right place, praise God, you yourself may not notice the change. Amen. But if you speak to him, he will reveal. He's a revealing God. He's a revealing God. Hallelujah. Amen. God will reveal to you what it is that you need to know. Amen. And so, beloved, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 15 through 17. Amen. 15 through 17. 15 through, as a matter of fact, how many scriptures are there? Yeah, let us stick with 15 through 17 before we get carried away. What does that say? Anybody have it? As a matter of fact, let us read from 8. Let us read from 8. I can't resist. Let us read from 8 to 17. Do anybody have it, beloved?
Amen.
Hey, oh, praise God, woman of God. Bless you, Prophet Deidre Williams. Can you read?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
If the start barking, I need to mute. You know what I mean? But
Father,
in the name
so.
Of, still hold them still in Jesus' name. And
in
he
Jesus
said,
name.
Amen. Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me
okay.
an heifer.
Wait a minute. We in Genesis 2, chapter
Genesis,
2.
Chapter 15.
No.
I'm sorry.
Listen, we are the church. We gonna help one another, and so we at Genesis to chapter 2, and we're gonna go from 8 to 17.
Okay.
Amen.
Genesis
beloved,
chapter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and before the woman of God read, I just want to say to you, this is Bible study. You should. Take this as a treasure. We are studying the Word of God. Treasure it, honor it. Bring your pens and your paper so that you can take notes. Make sure you have your Bible, even if it's in your phone or just the book itself, amen, that you can navigate through. When I'm studying, I like the book because I don't want to lose my sense of navigation through the book. Praise God. I don't mind the electronics. The electronics is nice, but when I realize mm-hmm. that I use electronics a lot, I can lose my sense of navigation of where the books are in the mm-hmm. book. Amen. Praise God. In the holy book. And so I like mm-hmm. to navigate through the book as often as I can so that I don't lose my sense of navigation of knowing where the different books are. Amen. And so if you mm-hmm. don't have a Bible, amen, I want to encourage you to buy one. And if you need to know what Bible to buy, you can reach out to me and I can give you some different ones that could be suitable for you. And if you don't have the money to buy a Bible, amen, mm-hmm. while the resources last, praise God, because we can't buy everybody a Bible, Cornerstone mm-hmm. Deliverance Church will assist with that. Amen, praise God, because you
amen.
Need your sword. You need the bread of life, amen. Everyone
yeah.
needs their own Bible. If technology fell, you should have the Word of God, amen. We cannot depend on technology. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to have a backup. Amen. Praise God. And so, woman of God, I'm going to release it so that you could go ahead and read the scripture.
Yes, ma'am. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is planted to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is, it which compassed the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. Verse number 12 says, the gold of that land is good. There is delinium and onyx stone.
Amen.
And the name of the second river is Gihon.
Mm-hmm.
Same is it that compassed the whole land of Ithia. And the name of Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. You know what? I my Bible is so underlined that I can't.
Amen.
You.
Amen.
I messed up some letters in the word.
Ethiopia.
Amen.
And the name of the third river is Hiddekel. That is it which goeth towards the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. Thank you.
Right.
The fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou may eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eat of, thereof, thou shalt surely die.
Praise God, and the word of God is blessed. And so,
amen.
Beloved, we see here that God created man, and God, he also provided all that man needs. And he put man in the midst of this, in the east of the garden that he created, and that was Eden. Amen. Praise God. He put man smack dab in his presence. Amen. And beloved,
yes.
Eden is an atmosphere, praise God, amen, hallelujah. And we need to come to know that when we believe on Jesus Christ, God planned for salvation, and he gave us another gift along with eternal life, which is the gift of the Holy Ghost and fire, which is the very Spirit, the presence of God, amen. God, again, placed us smack dab in the middle of his presence. Amen. That baptism of the Holy Ghost in fire, not only is the Holy Ghost dwelling in you, but he is all around you. Praise God. Amen. And so we that are the righteousness of God, trees of righteousness, we are planted back in Eden, smack dab in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because after man disobeyed God, he was driven out. Amen. But God, in all of his mercy, in all of his goodness, in all of his love, amen, hallelujah, set a redemptive plan in place. Amen. To put us smack dab right back in the middle of his presence. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for that revelation, because that revelation just came, and that revelation blessed me. Amen. We have to have ears to hear the Spirit. Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
And so the Bible is telling us here, amen, that God gave man everything that he needed. Amen. Praise God. Put him in the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That they may communicate and have fellowship. Amen. Praise God. And then he told man what he should eat. Isn't that something?
Yes,
see, God didn't leave nothing to chance. We shouldn't be at no crossroads. God tells us what to do. He tells us how to praise him. Praise me with a shout. He tells us when to praise him. Enter into my courts with praise and my gates with thanksgiving. Amen. He tells us, amen, that we was created for this purpose. Amen. That is one of the purposes that we was created for. Amen. He tells us what to do with our resources, with our treasures. He tells us where to set our mind on heavenly things. He ain't leaving nothing to chance. Amen. God is a pacific God.
Yes.
If you're not sure about it, and you really want to know about it, open up the Bible. Open up the book.
Yes.
Get into the Holy Scripture. Amen? And
amen.
Find out what God has revealed through his Spirit concerning this matter. I have this book that says, what does the Bible say? Amen. About all kinds of different things. Amen. Praise God. And it answers all kinds of questions. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Beloved, we have to get excited about this. Because God really gave us precise instruction. We're not out there winging it. We're not winging it, praise God. We're not guessing at it. We're not living this new life in Christ by trial and error. He tells us to live, move, and have our very being in his presence where he has placed us. Isn't
Amen.
That good? Isn't that good? Don't step outside of his presence. Stay there.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Don't step outside of your Christian character. Stay there. Praise God. Amen. Don't let nobody push your buttons. People pushing your buttons. Amen. Pulling your strings. Amen. Hallelujah. And if there's triggers, there's something weak there. Praise God. And so we have to get in the presence of God and disengage these things, dismantle these things, build ourselves up in the Holy Ghost where we're not easily persuaded with every spirit and wind and doctrine. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to be in the Word, studying the Word. Amen. Showing ourselves approved unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. That when we hear something, amen, the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, or when that serpent begins to talk to us, amen, we know that that is not our Lord. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But, beloved, we have to get cultivated for his voice. And so this is what the Lord says. He says, and the Lord God commanded the man, amen. He didn't ask the man. He didn't just give the man free rein. Praise God. He said he did give him leeway. You can eat of any other tree, but of this tree, the thing that he kept back for himself, just like when he gives you your treasures, he trusts you that you would give to him what is rightfully his. The Lord's portion, the tenth, amen? If you don't know how to figure out the tenth, call me. Amen? I will help you figure out the tenth. Praise God. Amen? Hallelujah. Because sometimes figuring out, it's not a hard thing. Amen? You just need the formula of figuring out the tenth. Amen? That you can be in obedience with God. So this is not something that started with the law of Moses, like some would like to say. Amen? From the beginning of the creation, the tenth was there. God created, he gave man, allowed man to enjoy his creation and be a steward and upkeep his creation. But in the creation, he kept back something for himself, and he said, it is mine. Amen. Praise God. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you can freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it. Amen. So he tells us, don't eat. Beloved, we have to be mindful what we eat, where we eat. Amen. Praise God. Every word, and see, the words that we speak could be the bread of life or the bread of death. Amen. Praise God. It could be the bread of life or the bread of death. It's either gonna nourish your spirit, amen, or kill your spiritual life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, beloved, we have to begin to think of things in this manner. Anything that would draw us out of the presence of God, And listen, there's nothing wrong with going forward. The problem is when we go back to what we was delivered from. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And so, beloved, let us be mindful. Amen. When God says, don't do this, he means that. Amen. And where did death come from? Where did this thing death come from? When God spoke to man, God put death on assignment. You see that? There is nothing that is happening here without God allowing it to happen. He said here, amen, for in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely do what? Die.
Yeah.
God spoke that. Amen. Listen, God's word goes out, and it does what? It accomplishes what he said. You can live, but you got to obey. But disobedience will bring about your death. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. Father, give us the super to your child nature. Let the Holy Ghost grace us in obedience unto your word. Amen. We need that grace. See, we need that heavenly provision. Amen. Yeah. Because if we could have just obeyed after the disobedience of Adam, where sin was passed down to us, amen, praise God, Jesus would not have had to die. God knew we needed help. He had mercy upon us. He set a redemption plan in place, and then he gave us empowerment. He gave us his very presence. Amen?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
But do anybody have any questions so far? Are you getting it?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, beloved, I want to share this with you. Amen? We're not going to rush the lesson. I want us to go to Genesis 3, chapter 3, because as soon as you get the word of the Lord, amen, whether it comes from the pulpit, whether God dropped it in your spirit, whether it bubbled up in your spirit, whether you sat down and read it in the word of God and said, I believe it and I'm coming into agreement with it, what happened? Right after God did all of that in chapter 2, in chapter 3, the serpent showed up, my God, and he began to speak something contrary to what God had said. He's coming to shift your faith. He's coming to snatch, to kill, steal, and destroy. He's coming to dismantle. He don't want you blessed. Amen? He don't want you to live. Praise God. Man could have eaten up anything and lived. And just lived and just lived and just lived. Amen? Beloved, if we really want to live, we have to eat of that which produces life. Amen? There's some things there just ain't no life in it. Praise God. No spiritual life. No spiritual life. Don't be deceived, because the devil will try to bless you too. Amen. Praise God. He'll try to bless you. Amen. But you have to get into that place where you realize and you feel and you come to the knowing that I don't want to be blessed by nobody but God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so we in Genesis chapter 3. Amen. And verse 1 says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God has made. And he said unto the woman, yes, has God said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? This is how Satan operates. He comes to ask you about what God says. Hallelujah, my God. Remember, Satan was Lucifer was created by God. Amen. Lucifer, Satan, same person. Amen. And he was a covering cherub. Amen. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Beautiful pipes and beautiful stones. Praise God. But he wanted to be God. He wanted to take God's place. Amen. The created wanted to take the creator's place. And that was impossible. He went all of the praises for himself. Disobedience, rebellion. Amen. Praise God. And God dealt with that situation. He dealt with it. And so, beloved, now he's been cast down to the earth, and he's been sentenced to the second lake of fire, death, hell, and the grave, and he don't want to go there alone. So he's trying to flip up, trip up, take with him anyone that he can beguile. Anyone that he can fool. He already took a third of the angels. Amen. Hallelujah. That is going to see hellfire. Beloved, this thing is real. Praise God. Amen. So here is the enemy challenging you on what God said. Praise God. The same way he did Eve, he will speak to you today, maybe through the voice box of someone else. Even Job said, amen, when his wife said to him, why don't you curse your God and die? Job said, you sound like a foolish woman. You don't even sound like my wife. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, you got to be able to discern, try every spirit by the spirit. Know what spirit is speaking. There goes Satan, did God say. Amen. And the woman said, we in verse 2, unto the serpent, now she's holding conversation. Amen. We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Amen? Praise God. So it's not like she didn't know the command of God. I know that God told it to Adam. Amen? And I'm believing that the she-man, amen, received the command from Adam. That's what I'm believing. Amen? And the serpent said unto the woman, amen, you shall not surely die. When conversation began to contradict what God has already set in place, God is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. Amen, praise God. When conversation began to contradict what God has said, and what he has set in place, you better believe that's a whole nother spirit. You better believe it. Amen? Praise God. You will have to shut it down. Shut down that conversation. Amen? Don't be intrigued with the conversation. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Is that not a contradiction? For God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. God has already made man in his goodness, in his image and his likeness. Amen. We are like him. Praise God. Amen. But here it was Satan that wanted to take God's place, Lucifer. He lost his first estate, cast down into the earth, came down with great wrath. Amen. Praise God. Seeking who he can devour now. Because he's angry, amen, hallelujah, and he don't want to see his doom alone, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. And so now he's trying to beguile the creation of God, amen, to enter into his folly, to rebel as well against God, amen. But God loves us so much, beloved. I gave you this that you can see how subtle the enemy can be. Amen. How he'll come sweet, whispering, talking, dealing with you at a speed of a thought. Amen. Sometimes it's not coming from someone else's voice box. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes he is dealing with you at a speed of a thought. You got to discern that thought. Don't let it come out your mouth. And sometimes you can't ponder on it too long. You have to be able to cast that mindset down. Cast that imagination down. Amen? Because it won't profit you nothing. It's going to bring about rebellion, and it's going to bring about what? Death. Spiritual death. Spiritual death. Praise God. But God has ordered for us to live. And then he told us how to live. He said, live unto Christ. Live unto Christ. And so, beloved, I just wanted to give you that. Do anybody have any questions so far? Okay, so I'm going to go back to one. The principle of tithing, or the Lord's portion, is first seen in the Garden of Eden. We saw that, right? One tree in the garden was reserved for the exclusive use of the Lord. It was not to be used by man, even though Adam was assigned to God to dress and keep the tree and help it bring forth fruit. Even though your paycheck is yours, God wants you to be a good steward and give him what belonged to him. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. It was mankind's mistake of taking what belonged to God that brought death into the world. Amen. And so death was not always here. Amen. Praise God. Tithing is first mentioned by name in Genesis 14, in Abram's encounter with Melchizedek. A lot of us know him as Abraham, but God did change his name. Amen. Hallelujah. So when you see the name Abram, that is Abraham. Amen. Praise God. King of Salem. Okay, it says tithing is first mentioned by name in Genesis 14 in Abraham and Abram's encounter with Melchizedek. So now Melchizedek was king and high priest. This was before there was any Mosaic law. Amen. The kingship and the priesthood went hand in hand. Amen. Praise God. And so Melchizedek was king and high priest of Salem. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Under the Levitical, under the Mosaic law, the Levites held the priesthood. Amen. And the house of David, Judah, held the kingship. Praise God. And so there was a separation of the priesthood and kingship. But at the birth of Jesus, amen, praise God, and at him coming to establish the kingdom of God, amen, he fulfilled all of the law, amen, praise God. The Levitical priesthood was fulfilled and is no more. Now our kingship and high priest is Jesus. By the order of Melchizedek. It's not by lineage, amen. It's not by father or mother, amen. Praise God. And so, and we will study that one day, amen. So it says tithing is first mentioned by name in Genesis 14, with Abram's encounter with Melchizedek, king of Salem, the priest of the Most High God. Abram is the original name of Abraham. Genesis 14 and 20. If you want to turn to it, you can. Genesis 14 and 20. Amen. Praise God. And it says, and blessed be the Most High God, which have delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he, Abram, gave him, Melchizedek, tithes of all. Amen. Listen, the kingdom have a language, amen. Sometimes, you know, people can be church-minded, amen, praise God. But Jesus came to establish a kingdom, amen. We that are the church, we are his body, amen. Jesus wasn't church-minded, Jesus was kingdom-minded. He was establishing the government of the kingdom of God, amen, hallelujah. And so, beloved, we have to learn how to be kingdom-minded. Amen. And so this verse is saying that Melchizedek, as the high priest, amen, blessed Abram. He blessed him. And he was speaking kingdom language. Amen. Praise God. Amen. What I mean is that Abram knew a God that appeared to him and told him, go to a place that you have not seen and that I will show you as you go. Amen. And Abraham journeyed and went to this place. And now here is Melchizedek speaking the language that God speaks to Abram. Amen? And he says, and blessed be the Most High God, which have delivered thine enemies into thy hand. He's letting Abram know that the reason why you won that battle is because God has delivered your enemies into your hand. I realize that when I'm going through things, I ask God to deliver my enemies into my hand. Amen. When David fought Goliath, David said, God is going to deliver you into my hands. David knew that God was working behind the scenes, that he was the spirit that was motivating this thing. Amen. And that he, amen, he cannot lose. Praise God. David was not trying to win that battle in his own might and power. Amen? Hallelujah. But he was dependent on the super to his natural. Amen? The super that allowed him, amen, when the bears and the lion came after his lamb, would allow him to tear a bear and a lion in two. praise God. That's supernatural strength. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. Have you ever lifted anything or did anything that you normally didn't have the strength to do? Praise God. Amen. And you know that the only way that you did it, because there had to be something super working with you. Amen. Something supernatural and divine. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, beloved. And so we see here that Melchizedek blessed Abram. Amen. In Genesis 14 and 20 says, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he, Abram, gave him, Melchizedek, a tenth of all. Amen. He gave the high priest at that time a tenth. Who's our high priest? Those of us who faith is in Jesus Christ and we're born of the Spirit, who does the Bible say our high priest is? Beloved, am I still on?
Yeah, you said the high priest is God?
Our high priest is Jesus.
Jesus.
Praise God. Jesus Christ is our high priest. And we're going to get into that. I'm going to give you scripture reference concerning Jesus being our high priest. But I want you to know this is why we give to the work of Jesus Christ. Amen. The ministries, the different ministries that have been established to proclaim the gospel for the equipping of the saints, amen, hallelujah, has been established, and Jesus is the high priest, praise God. So when we give of our tithe, we give to the work of Jesus Christ. We are not given to a man, amen. We are not given to a ministry, but according to the word of God, we are given to Jesus, amen. And I'm going to show you that here. And so
amen.
Genesis 28 and 22 says, and this, okay, I want to go back. Over 100 years later, tithing was still the practice of God's people. Amen. Genesis 28 records Jacob, Abraham's grandson, encounter with the Lord at Bethel. Amen. Genesis 28 and 22. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. And so we see that before there was any Mosaic law, before the Levitical tribe was even born, because, you know, they came out of Jacob's loins, amen, we see Abram gave a tenth to Melchizedek, who was high priest, and Jacob said, Lord, if you bless me. Lord, if you bless me. Listen, this is a formula for being blessed. I will give you a tenth of all that you have given unto me. First, we have to come to the mindset that all that we have and all that we have received from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. You need an understanding of that. You and everything that you own, you have received from the Lord. Amen. God has given it unto you. Amen. And you should want to be able to, this is called also reciprocation. Amen. You should want to give unto God what he says or what he has set aside, like he did in Eden, that is rightfully his. He said, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is mine, but you can eat of everything else. Amen? Hallelujah. And so this concept and principle of tithing was in place before the Levitical law. So we can't abolish what was set in place in the beginning of time. Tithing, that tenth, was built into creation. Amen? Praise God. Some people have mistakenly thought that the principle of tithing originated under the law of Moses. This is not true. Tithing was a practice of God's people nearly 500 years before the law of Moses was given. Tithing did not begin with the law, and it was not eliminated with the law. Amen? Do we all have an understanding of that? Some people will come to you with all kinds of information, and they will try to tell you that now we are in the New Testament. Praise God. Amen. And we don't tithe. Amen. Praise God. But how are you going to go against the word of God when tithing was in place before the law was given? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It always existed. Amen. Praise God. And so Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 through 28 says, it reveals this. It reveals that the grace of the new covenant does not demand less of the servants of God than did the legalism of the old covenant. On the contrary, love always requires more than the law. Love. There's a higher standard. Love is a higher standard. Love requires more than the law. The pulpit commentary states, the practice of paying tithes, primarily a tax for the servants of the sanctuary, appears to have obtained its origin from the remotest antiquity. However, when the law was later given to Moses on Mount Sinai, the principle of tithing was specifically incorporated into it. This means that God has not changed. He is still the same. Amen. Praise God. Leviticus 27 and 30 says, and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord. It is holy unto God. Deuteronomy 14, 22, thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that the field bringeth forth year by year. Amen? Jesus did not criticize the Pharisees for paying tithes. He actually commended them. And we find that in Matthew 23, 23. Can someone pull that up? Someone pull up Matthew 23 and 23, and the other one pull up Luke 11 and 42. Luke chapter 11 and 42. Can we get those two scriptures? Matthew 23 and 23. And when you get it, can you read it? Anybody have it?
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matter of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone.
Amen. And so God requires total obedience. And so he calls them hypocrites because they were giving up their tenth. But the weightier matters, amen, when it came down to justice, mercy, and faithfulness, they was not doing that. Amen. Praise God. And so this tells us that God requires of us total obedience. Amen. And we do have a helper. There's sometimes when we will falter. Amen. Praise God. When I falter. Amen. And the Holy Spirit convinced me and convict me of the falter. Amen. I respond to him and I repent. Whether he convinces and convicts me through the pulpit, through my own study, whether he drops a word in my spirit, reminding me of his word, praise God. Beloved, I don't play around with that thing. Amen. Praise God. Repentance is required. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So he's calling out the hypocritical behavior. You do one thing, but you're not being totally obedient. Amen. Praise God. And so what does Luke 11 and 42 say?
But woe unto you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs, and pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone.
Amen. So he it was good that they tithed, but and then he also convicted them on what they was not doing. Amen. Praise God. Do we see that? Hallelujah. Amen. I did give a testimony that at the end of the year, you know, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, praise God. And then the spirit on the inside was, the word was coming up. He was holding me accountable to my treasure. And I thank God. When the Holy Ghost stops talking to you, there is a problem. When there is no convincing and convicting of your error, when you don't get no warning, Beloved, there is a problem. Amen. Praise God. That convincing and convicting is good. When he tell you you have errors, when he's reminding you to be obedient, amen, and God does these things for a reason. Praise God. Man don't always have to tell you that you're wrong. God set his spirit in place. He set eternity in you. Amen? Praise God.
Amen.
Communicate with him. Communicate. Amen. He reprimanded them for ignoring Lord judgment, mercy, and faith, but he praised their tithing. He said tithing was something they ought to have done. The word ought expresses an obligation or duty, and Jesus said that the paying of tithes is something that ought to be done. Amen? And so, beloved, we're giving you the word. Amen? The Bible tells us that we are not just to be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. The revelation and the wisdom and the knowledge and the biblical instruction that you are getting tonight as a steward, you are responsible for. Now, prior to the class, you may not have known how to be a good steward over your treasures. Amen? But this is what the discipleship courses are for, that you can be disciplined to live a life like Christ and that you could put your faith in motion, put your faith in action, and let your faith work for you through obedience to the word of God, amen, that you may reap the provision. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, because there is a provision. In Jesus Christ, the Mosaic or Aaronic order of priesthood was fulfilled and made obsolete, but the priesthood of Melchizedek was reestablished. Amen? So God did not leave us without a high priest. Praise God. He just gave us a higher. Ooh, hallelujah. More powerful. You see, when the Levitical high priest, those of the Levites, they had to repent for themselves before they can offer up sacrifice for us. Amen? Hallelujah. They had to offer up sacrifice for themselves. Amen? But our high priest is holy, sinless. Hallelujah, Jesus. God himself, my God. Hallelujah. And, beloved, we ought to be excited about this. He is perfect, praise God. There's no offering up of sins. He done paid that sin debt. He paid the price. Hallelujah. He paid the cost to be the boy. Hallelujah. Amen. The New Testament teaches, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You got to pay the cost, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
The New Testament teaches us that Jesus Christ is a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Let us read Hebrews chapter 7, verses 15 through 17. So we're going to see where the word teaches us that Jesus is now our high priest. And a high priest is one that prays and blesses, amen, the people. Amen, praise God. And he is the mediator between God and man. And so no longer is man the mediator between God and man, only Christ. He is the mediator. Mary isn't the mediator. None of the saints is the mediator, amen. Jesus is your mediator. We intercede and we pray for one another and we pray in the Holy Ghost, but Jesus is the mediator, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. If anybody was to ask you who's the mediator between God and man, who is he?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Who's your high priest?
Jesus Christ.
There you go. There you go. See, beloved, when you know, once we gave our life to Christ and we believe, the Bible tells us to live alive unto Christ. Amen? But God gave us an invitation to come to know him. And so it's not just us believing anymore. Now we have knowledge of God. His mind
amen.
Is revealed to us. Amen? When we speak the word of God, we can say, I speak on behalf of my God when I say, hallelujah, Jesus. My God, amen. Walk it out, beloved. Walk in the authority that God has given you. He truly has given us dominion. And he gave us power, amen, authority. Amen. What does Hebrews 7:15-17 say?
And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arise another priest, who is made not after the law of a cardinal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Amen. So this priesthood, this high priesthood of Jesus Christ is forever. There's not going to be another high priest. If you reject this high priest, you're rejecting your blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There is not going to be another high priest. Beloved, there's a lot of roads that lead to Jesus, but only Jesus will lead you to God. Only Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In all the other religions, amen, they all talk about Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. They all have told you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I will show you the way. Amen. Or I will teach you the principles of the way. But Jesus made it plain. He said, I am the way. Amen. Hallelujah. There's only one mediator. And that mediator is Christ Jesus. Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. John, wait a minute. Let me go back before I go to John. And that we are the children of Abraham through faith, right? And so Jesus is our high priest, and we are the children of Abraham by faith. That's Galatians 3:7 and Galatians 3:29. Let's pull that up that you can see what the word says. Amen. And I want to expound on that. What does it mean to be the children of Abraham? Amen?
Mm-hmm.
When the Bible says that we are the children of Abraham by faith, God spoke to Abraham, and it was accredited unto Abraham or counted unto Abraham by faith. You know, Abraham believed God. Amen? He believed God and obeyed God. Amen? And so Abraham is the father of faith. And those of us, Jesus is that seed that came through the lineage of Abraham. Sometimes our focus is on Isaac, amen? But Isaac was the chosen one that the seed, whom is Jesus, will come through that blesses us, who is our high priest, amen? And so when our faith is in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross, that was Abraham's way, amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. And so we, when our faith is in Christ and we are born of the Spirit, amen, we are now children of Abraham by faith. And so this family of Abraham to be his child has nothing to do with blood. It has nothing to do with blood. Amen. This has to do with what you believe, your faith being in Christ, your faith being in that seed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there any questions concerning this? You being the child of Abraham by faith. The Bible even also say there are some that call themselves Jews, and they are not. Amen. Praise God. You have to come by way of Christ, faith in Christ, to be the seed of Abraham. You got to believe in God's plan for salvation and redemption, amen, to be the seed of Abraham. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to his name. And so some proclaim and take hold of it because of blood lineage. But God is speaking of spiritual things. Amen. This is why we have discipleship course, that you can begin to discern what God is saying spiritually. Amen. Kenneth Theodore Roberts is my father. Amen. When God decided to set me in my mother's womb, knit me there, he gave me to them as parents so that they could be my parents and I could be their child. Amen. Praise God. He made them stewards over me. But I have a heavenly father. Ooh, hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. And I belong to him first. He foreknew me before he set me in that womb. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is the creator of all this. Praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, come to know your heavenly Father. Your earthly Father give good gifts, but God give even better gifts to his children. Amen. Praise God. Abba, Father. Adoption of sons. Amen.
Amen.
And so what are we reading now? We are reading Galatians chapter 3, verse 7. Do anybody have that?
Amen.
Can you read that?
Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. 7.
They which are of the what?
Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham.
Amen. It is by our faith that we are the seed of Abraham, the children of Abraham. Galatians 3:29 says, if you belong to Christ, it makes it more clearer here. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and is according to the promise. And so as a seed of Abraham, the promise that God has made unto Abraham is ours. And God even took that thing a step further. He calls us even joint co-heirs with Jesus. Ooh, what an elevation. Joint co-heirs. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, I believe in possessing my possessions. Amen. Praise God. Whatever it is that the Lord has for me, amen, I'm going to possess it. Amen. By the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so, therefore, just as our father Abraham paid tithes unto the high priest Melchizedek, we, the children of Abraham, pay tithes unto Jesus Christ, our high priest, after the order of Melchizedek. Amen?
Yes.
The Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 39, says, they answered and said unto him, Abraham, is our father Jesus? No, he said, let me slow it down. I'm reading too fast. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus
yes.
said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. And so even though they was proclaiming blood lineage to Abraham, that Abraham was their father, amen, listen, their knowledge only went that far, amen? Jesus
yes.
said, if you was really the children of Abraham, you would not be seeking to kill me. If you was really the children of Abraham, you wouldn't be trying to entrap me. If you was real, because Abraham heard the word of God, amen, and obeyed it. The word is wrapped in flesh, and you are beholden the riches and of the glory of that word, and you reject it. Amen? Beloved, don't reject the word of God that you are learning today. Hold fast to it. Treasure it. Learn it. Meditate upon it. Receive the provision out of it. If God gives us a command to pay tithes, he also gives you, amen, the grace to do so. He gives you the mindset. Amen? Praise God. Sometimes I wake up and the mindset ain't there. Amen? But I pray that mindset. The Bible says, put on the mind of Christ. Put it on. And the mind of Christ is what? What is the mind of Christ? The mind of Christ is to do the will of the Father. The mind of Christ is to obey God. That's the mind of Christ, to obey him in all things. Amen? Praise God. Put on the mind of Christ. Amen? I pray to the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, I need the mind of Christ. Amen? I'm putting them on. Hallelujah. In obedience to the word. Amen? I want to obey him. Praise God. Anybody else want to obey God?
Amen.
Anybody else want to obey God? Hallelujah. Sound like
Hallelujah.
Only a tenth of the class, huh?
Amen.
Praise God. Beloved, listen, this is Bible study. You can talk to me or talk to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. The writer of Hebrew confirms that it is Jesus Christ, our high priest, who receives and acknowledges our tithes in heaven. So that's why we commend it, and we give it unto him that he may bless it. And we proclaim his blessing unto you as it is written in the word. Well, I ain't trying to get fancy with these prayers. I'm proclaiming what God said that he would do because you tried him at his word when you moved in obedience and tithe. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hebrews 7 and 8 says, and here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witness that he liveth. Amen? Men that die receive tithes, but we live. We are born again. Hallelujah. Eternal life is our portion. Amen? Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
We are
yes.
alive to Christ. Amen? But men that Amen. Are dead to Christ will get into the principle of tithing because they know if they do the principle, they can be blessed. Woo, Jesus, my God. When we pay our tithes, we are not giving to a pastor. We are not giving to a church or a ministry. We are paying our high priest, Jesus Christ, what is already rightfully his. Amen?
Amen, amen, amen,
and
amen.
So, beloved, God wants to elevate your mind so you could go higher. Amen? He wants
That's
you
right.
to know his mind toward his principles and precepts that he has set in place that he wants you to obey. Amen? And so Colossians 3:23 says, and whatsoever ye do, amen, God commanded us to tithe. Amen? He says the tithe is the Lord's portion. Amen? So he says, now he's telling us, and so whatever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Amen? So when we tithe, we're not tithing to be men pleasers. Amen? Listen, we know that God is watching. Amen? We know that God is taking record. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen? So set your sights on those things above. Amen. Pray. Look past man. Look past man. Look past the preacher. Hallelujah. And see that this is what God requires of you. And when
Amen.
You do it highly unto him. Do it highly unto him. Amen. Because he is going to bless you. The prophet Malachi likened the withholding of tithes and offering to grand larceny against God. Amen. This means that you have robbed him. Grand larceny is a stick up. Amen, praise God. When we keep the tithe back from God, we are sticking up the chambers of heaven. Amen? The treasures of
Amen.
Heaven. Amen? Nobody wants that spiritual reputation. I know I don't want it. Amen, praise God. I have never been a thief. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. But are we spiritual thieves when we don't give God what belongs to him? Amen?
Amen.
So let us pull up Malachi chapter 3. Verses 8 through 10. As a matter of fact, we're going to start at 3:8, and we're going to read all the way down, and I'll tell you when not. Now, this is how the Holy Spirit revealed this word through the prophet Malachi to the children of Israel when they were withholding the tithes and the offering. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Don't hold back that tithe. Release it, release it, release it. We have been releasing links. We've been telling you how you can give your tithe. Amen. To Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. We are good ground. Praise God. We're good ground. We preach Jesus here, the crucified one, the resurrected one, the exalted one. Amen. Hallelujah. And those of you that has been sitting up under this teaching, I know that you have been changed. Amen? Because the kingdom of God ain't talk but power. We ain't just talking for our health. Amen? Praise God. There is transformation when this word of God is going forth and being planted in the garden of your heart. There is transformation that is taking place. I know. I believe that. Amen? Praise God. There is change. There is a wrestling. Praise God. The spirit is wrestling with your flesh. The flesh don't want to pay tithes. The flesh don't want to obey God. The flesh don't want to praise God. The flesh don't want to do none of those things. Beloved, when you get into that place where you don't want to do what God wants you to do, You ought to crucify that flesh. Amen. The spirit is willing. Amen. But the flesh is not. Praise God. The body is not. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So now what does these scriptures say? Anybody have them? We watching the time here because we want to respect the time.
Yep.
Is that verse 8?
Malachi chapter 3. And we are going to start at verse 8.
I have it if you need a reader.
Okay, Brother Golden.
Damn thing. Hello?
Yeah.
I have Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, if you need a
reader. And we're going to read all the way down to verse 12, I believe.
Okay.
So
I'll read verses 8 through 12.
Thank you.
Okay. Will a man rob God, yet ye have robbed me? But yet ye say, wherein have we robbed thee, in tithes and offerings? Ye are cursed with the curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there should not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer of your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts.
Mm-hmm.
And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts.
Amen. And your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord, yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against you? Okay, I'm not going to get into that, but y'all can read Malachi 3 on your own, in your own time, slow walking. But I want to take you back to 8. And God is posing a question. It's like God to pose a question. Amen. Like he said to me, was you able to do that before? Amen. Will a man rob God? Amen. Yet ye have robbed me. Is it like, what is a man that he will rob the creator? Amen. But yet you are doing it. But ye say, wherein have I robbed God? Like you're blind to the very thing that you're doing, like you're unaware. Amen. And so God will make you alert to your error. Amen. And he says you are doing it in tithes and in your offering. Amen. Praise God. He said, ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. And so God rebukes the devourer for our sake when we tithe. Amen. But when we hold it back, the Bible says you are cursed with a curse. Amen. No man can curse who God has blessed, and no man can bless who God has cursed. Amen. Beloved, pay your tithes. Amen. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord. Amen. Of hosts. God wants you to try him at his word. He said, prove him. Give your tithe and see what I will do. Amen. Praise God. He says, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And then he goes on. He says, I'm going to bless you like that. Amen. And then he says, I'm going to do something else for you. He says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Anything encroaching on your territory, your finances, poverty cannot encroach on your blessings, amen, because God rebukes the devourer, amen. When I see my money acting funny and I know I have tithed, I proclaim the blessing of the Lord. I said, devourer, you are rebuked by God. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. The hand of God is binding you, and the blood of Jesus is working against you. Take your hands off my property. Take your hand off my land. Take your hand off my bank account. Remove yourself from my finances. Poverty cannot live here, for there is no lack in Christ. Beloved, you have to make a proclamation.
Amen.
God gave you authority. As you speak, your words are life and death and blessings and curses. Amen? Praise God. Speak the mind of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast a fruit before the time and the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed. He said, all nations shall call you blessed. Amen. Listen, why are you blessed? Because God says so. And all nations will stand up and be in agreement with what it is that God said. And anyone that don't call me blessed, that's just the tongue of the serpent. Because my God says, you cannot speak against what God is saying. Amen. Praise God. My God says that I am blessed. Amen. For ye shall be a delightsome, land, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, we are seeing here in the word of God, the word is God's mind toward our treasure. Amen? Anybody have any questions? Anybody have any questions?
No, I'm fine.
Beloved, if you are on the line and you have not been paying your tithes, we want you to give up your tithes. Amen? Release it. Obey God. Release it. Amen? So then it says, in Scripture, the tithe was not considered as a gift to the Lord. It was considered his rightful due as Lord of all creation. Amen? And so you're not giving God a gift when you give your tithe. You're doing your due diligence that he has required of you. When we withhold our tithe, we actually rob God. You cannot rob someone of something that does not already belong to them. The tithe belongs to God whether we pay it or not. So whether you give it or not, it's still not yours. Amen? Tithing is God's plan for providing for the needs of those who serve in the house of God. Both in the Old and New Testament, the tithe was for the use of the ministry. In the Old Testament, the tithe supported the Levite, whose full-time service was that of ministry and service in the tabernacle. Numbers 18 and 21. Let us pull that up. Numbers 18, chapter 18, verse 21. And prayerfully, we could get out of this section. If not, we will pick it up again.
Can you
and
please
that says, are you got it, man to God?
I just want to know the chapter real quick. I just want to make sure I'm in the right
chapter
place.
Chapter 18. And we go on to verse 21. Numbers.
And what's Numbers? Okay.
Numbers, chapter 18, verse 21.
Okay.
And, beloved, I'm going to read it. And it says, behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Amen. The children of Levites were the priests and the high priests that worked in the temple under the Levitical law. Under the Mosaic law. Amen. And the tithe was given unto them as an inheritance, because God did not give them like how the portions of land like he gave the rest of the tribes, of Jacob. Amen. The children of Jacob, what he gave to the Levites was an inheritance. He got a tenth of what all the other tribes had. Amen? Likewise, the Apostle Paul teaches that under the new covenant, our tithes also support the ministers and ministries of the church. Amen? Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and we're going to read from verses 7 through 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 7 through 14. Anything that is trying to make you doubt the word of God, trying to make you withhold your tithe, the devil is a liar. I command that you be loose in the name of Jesus, that the mind of Christ be your mind, and that you have the grace to give unto God what he says is rightfully his in Jesus' name. Amen. Receive the provision of the Lord. That is your portion. Amen. So do we have 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 to 14?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, what does it say?
You said 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 7 through 14. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready. Okay, I'm going to start reading. Who goeth who goeth a warfare any time at his own charges, who planteth the vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof, or who feedeth the flock and eateth not of the milk of the flock. Say I these things as a man, or saith not the law the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for oxen? Or saith he altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and that he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, it is a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things. If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Do ye not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel.
Amen, praise God. Amen, and the word of God is blessed. Do everybody understand that scripture? Amen. Praise God. Yeah. I want to share with you, beloved, that the things that Cornerstone Deliverance Church releases, amen, praise God, amen, these things are not free. The website course, amen, to be able to host the website, and the website has to be updated, praise God. And when we do the church app, the daily Bible readings that you get, those things have to be manually put in that you could get a pop-up every day, amen, of some type of Bible study, praise God. These things have to be maintained, amen. There is a hosting fee, amen, for the church app, amen, praise God. The online school, there is a hosting fee for that, praise God, amen. And so the church do have expenses, amen, and we want to be able to keep these things going. The church also have land in North Carolina, and quarterly we pay an assessment fee of close to $500, amen, and we pay the taxes on that land, amen. The land was given to us free. We didn't have to pay for the land, but we have to upkeep that we can keep the land, amen, praise God. And so, and then there's other expenses, amen, that the church also do have, amen, praise God, hallelujah. And there was a time when we did, I believe it was Prophet Deidre Williams, amen, would shop for the widows. But because the church did not have the finance, I would give that money from my personal, amen. If the church came up short, I would put my personal there to be able to cover the widows that was a part of CSDC, praise God. And so Prophet Deidre Williams would go out and do the shopping, amen, and deliver the food, amen. And I have been convicted of that again, praise God, amen, hallelujah. There, my mother calls me once a month, and she says unto me, she says, she called me the past 3 months, and she said, I need this, that, and this, and that, right? And so God dealt with my heart this month. She didn't have to call me. I called her, and I said, Ma, you need these things, and I began to name them. Amen, praise God. And when she said yes, and then I said, do you need anything else? She said no. And I said, it's on the way, and she chuckled, amen. But God let me to know that I was trying to figure out, God, do I make that the widow's portion? God said, no, that's you honoring your mother. Praise God. God will tell you how to use what. He said, that's you honoring your mother, praise God. Now, if you're going to give a portion to the widows from the church established that. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, we have to be obedient. There must be meat in the house of God that the church can do what God has called the church to do. Amen. Whether we're giving out Bibles, whether we're giving out food, whatever it is that God would have us to do, amen, that there should be meat in the house of God to be able to bring that into fruition. Amen. And so I am full-time ministry, praise God. But I thank God that I have a pension, amen, praise God, and that I have other streams of income, amen, that I am not in lack, praise God, amen. So that is how I live, praise God. And off of what it is that God has given me, I too tithe, amen, hallelujah. I'm not sitting here telling you to tithe, and I'm being a hypocrite and not tithing. I'm tithing, amen? And what God said to tithe, he meant from the pulpit to the door. Ain't nobody exempt, amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Nobody is exempt. And so, beloved, there's things that God is setting in motion and that he's convincing and convicting us to do, and we have to be good stewards over what it is that God is setting in place, amen? Praise God, amen? When we are printing out things and doing things and using ink, as far as the church, some of you have received your statement, amen, for contribution already, amen. We are on top of this thing. You didn't have to wait until the end of January, amen, and it's not like it hindered you from doing your taxes, amen. We was able to produce that stuff because we are being good stewards and accountable unto God for what comes in, praise God, and how it is used, amen, hallelujah. Amen. And so we had to print that out. To print out anything, there's a cost of paper, there's a cost of ink. Amen, praise God. And then there had to be labor in getting it to you, whether you got it by mail, whether you got it in a text message, however you got it, amen, it took labor and it took time, amen? So we are truly serving, amen, praise God. It costs for all of these things to be done, all the posts on the church page. Somebody has to manually do that. Amen. Praise God. Any messages that you're getting, amen, through the group message or through the thing, amen, those are not just automatic messages. Someone has to manually do that. Amen. Praise God. So we are laboring for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Technology does not work by itself. Amen. Hallelujah. Galatians 6:6 said, let him that is taught in the word communicate, share, distribute unto him that teacheth in all good things. Amen? And so tithing is also God's way of helping us order our priorities. It has been said that no man really trusts God until he trusts him with money. Amen? Holding back your tithe, are you saying you don't trust God with your money? Amen? When we tithe unto the Lord, it establishes God's order in our financial lives and teaches us that the first and the best belongs to God. Amen? The first and the best. You are establishing something. You are establishing your relationship. What does God want to be? Do God want to be second?
No.
Do God want to be third?
No.
What does God want to be?
First.
God wants to be first in your life concerning all things. Deuteronomy 14, 22, 23, and 29. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase that thou mayest learn to fear the Lord, thy God always, that fear is a reverence and honor, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hand which thou doest. Amen. You want the work of your hand to be blessed? Give of the work of your hands unto God. He has commanded it. Amen. He didn't just ask. He told you that it belongs to me. Amen. The Living Bible paraphrases verse 23 as follows. The purpose of tithing is to teach you always to put God first in your life. Tithing is a matter of priorities, of putting first things first. paying your tithes first and then managing the rest of your income in a responsible manner so that we may also meet our other obligations. Once we see God at the very center of our lives, nothing less than tithing is appropriate. In the highest sense, tithing is directly related to the depth of our consecration and obedience to God and His Word. As a measure of our devotion, tithing is not the end of the stewardship of our treasure. It is only the beginning. We have not reached the high point of stewardship when we tithe. We have just taken the first step. Only after we have paid what we already owe can we actually begin to give. And so, beloved, for those of you that are not tithing and you are giving offering, amen, that offering is being stored up as a tithe until you catch up to what you should be tithing. Amen, praise God. And you cannot give an offering until you first have given God his tithe. Why? Because you owe that to him. You owe that to him. Amen. Some have asked, am I to tithe on my growth or my net earnings? Scriptures instruct us to pay our tithes on all our increase and to bring our first fruits to the Lord. This means that we are to pay God what is his before taxes, before Social Security, before investment withholdings, or any other financial obligation to which we are indebted. These other withholdings are classified as bills, and we don't pay our tithes based on what is left over after we have paid our bills. Beloved, do we understand that? I think that we are very clear. Amen?
Amen.
Tithing has very little to do with just a mathematical formula. It has everything to do with a right relationship with God. So we want to be in right standing with God. Faith with Christ put us in right standing. And then through God's word, he has revealed how we can remain in right standing. Amen? The amount of our income or the number of our financial obligation have relatively little to do with our ability to tithe. In reality, everyone can tithe in one way or another. It is a mistake to wait until we have enough to tithe. The time for obedience is always now. What is the time for obedience to the word of God? Now.
Now.
Right now. Amen. As we obey God's word now, he blesses us and increases our ability to tithe more in the future. Amen. And so, beloved, if you got a dollar, God wants a dime. He says it belongs to him. A tenth of that dollar belongs unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you got $10, a dollar belongs to God. Amen. If you got $20, amen, $2 belong to God. Amen. If he can't trust you with little, he can't trust you with much. If he can't trust you with a dollar to give him a dime, amen, how can he trust you with millions? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The amount of our income. Yes.
So my question is, when I first started going to church consistently, when I first got saved, I asked Pastor Brown if I was supposed to tithe off of the gross or net, and he told me to tithe from whatever I took home, but when I do my taxes, if I get a refund to tithe from that as well, and I've always done that, is that incorrect?
Beloved, I love the late Apostle William Brown. He was my apostle. Amen. Praise God. And so People have other things coming out of their check besides taxes. They have Social Security coming out of their check. Amen. And so I could tell you when you get your Social Security money, pay tithes off of that. Amen. They have all kinds of stuff coming out of their check. Investment. Amen. Health care. All kind of things is being paid out of the check. If you want to really know whether you're giving God the 10th, amen, give it to him off the gross. Amen. I've owned businesses, and I have tithed off of the gross and had real estate agents working up under me. I've tithed off of the gross before anybody got paid. Because not only did I want my personal money to be blessed, I wanted the business to be blessed. God had given me wisdom to obtain wealth. Amen. He has given me the mindset to run a business. And when he gave me that mindset, I would tithe off of the growth of what came into that company, and I would tithe from the company check. Praise God. And so the word of God is clear here. He wants a tenth off of what it is that you receive. So when Apostle Brown told you that when you get your taxes, you know, you can pay the tithe off of that, that's not an error. Because if all you're paying, the only thing that is being withheld out of your money is taxes prior to you receiving what's yours, that's correct. But if other things are being withheld, amen, then you're not tithing. You're not giving God all his tithe.
No, nothing else is being withheld.
Amen. Then if nothing else is being withheld, then there's nothing wrong with that formula. If nothing else is being withheld, there is nothing wrong with that formula. If something else is being withheld, and you're tithing from your net, that means that you are allowing other things to be paid, your investment, and you're not giving God your best. Your best is off the whole of it. Amen? Now, beloved, I'm going to share this with you. We can only tithe by faith. We have seen in the word of God that God told us to tithe. The word comes to increase our faith. Amen? Praise God. And if you didn't have the mind to tithe before, there has been a seed planted to bring about an increase to help you. Amen? Listen, we can only tithe by faith. Faith in what God has said. I tithe because I believe him. I can tithe for my growth because I believe him. It doesn't mean that I don't struggle with it sometimes. Amen? It doesn't mean that the enemy don't come and try to bring doubt. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean sometimes I don't waver. Amen. Praise God. But I have to get back into the word that my faith can be built up again, that I can give God what belongs unto God with excellence by faith. Amen. So, beloved, you can struggle sometime with this thing. Amen. But give unto God what belongs to God. And so, so that you're not in lack with what it is that you give unto him, amen, that you're not under it, give it from your growth. And now you know that you have truly given your tithe. Now you know, amen, because your growth is what you have received. All of those other deductions is what they have taken out. And so are you keeping God first? If you allow your taxes to come out first, your Social Security to come out first, your investments to come out first, your health care to come out first, are we honoring God with our best? Amen? You think about it. You think about it. And when you rationalize it, do it in the Holy Ghost. Amen? Do it in the Holy Ghost because he will direct your path. Amen? And so Amen. We must trust God. Listen, God, it is better to obey God than man. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It is better to obey God than man. He asked for the tenth. Amen. Praise God. Of everything. Of everything. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you can go around and play games with that if you want. Just give him his tenth. Just obey him. Amen? We must trust God, enter into a covenant relationship with him in regard to our finances, and believe that nine-tenths with God's blessing will go further than the full tenth without his sanction. Amen? And so, beloved, know that that tenth that you give back to God is releasing a blessing to keep the devourer off all of the rest. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to stop here. Amen. I'm going to read this first. When Williams Colgate was a young boy, he worked in a soap-making shop. When he became 16 years old, he left home to find employment in New York City. While traveling on a canal boat, Colgate told the canal boat captain that he planned to establish a soap manufacturing company in New York. The captain gave Colgate this advice: someone will soon be the leading soap maker in New York. You can be that person, but you must never lose sight of the fact that the soap you make has been given to you by God. Honor him by sharing what you earn. Honor him by sharing what you own. Begin by tithing on all that you receive. Not some, but all. William Colgate took the advice of the canal boat captain and became a tither. He not only paid tithes on his personal earnings, but he also paid tithes on the total earnings of his company. Soon he began to pay two-tenths, then three-tenths, then four-tenths. By the time of his death, William Colgate was paying five-tenths of his personal earnings and five-tenths of the total profits of his business in tithes to the Lord. Amen. So he went beyond what God asked him for. Ooh, God grace me to go beyond. Hallelujah. I don't know if anybody else want to go beyond, but God grace me to go beyond. Grace, he in the name of Jesus. God grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. Amen. And so, beloved, we're going to stop there. Amen. And when we come back, we're going to start up on giving. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I hope that everyone understood, amen, God's word through tithe. And I want to share with you, beloved, a prophet, D.J. Williams, asked a question concerning Apostle William Brown and what he had said. Amen. Praise God. We hold that holy, the late Apostle William Brown, that holy man in high standard. Amen. Praise God. He was a holy man of God. Hallelujah. God cast out demons through him, raised the dead, healed the sick. Amen. Praise God. Many souls were saved through the work of that ministry, which a lot of us was birthed out of. Amen. And what he says, what he has said or spoken is law. So anyone that have come up out of that ministry, whenever you are teaching, they'll say, Apostle William Brown said this. Is that true? Praise God. Amen. Woe unto him that comes up against what Apostle William Brown has said. Amen. But, beloved, we have to obey the word of God. Woe unto him that do not obey the word. He said it in full. You can figure it out any way you want. You can do any type of mathematics you want. Make sure you give a tenth of all. Amen. When it's all said and done, make sure that you have been given a tenth. Amen? Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Worthy of the praise.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Obey God.
Yes.
Obey God.
Hallelujah.
Obey God. And Apostle William Brown will tell you that. Obey God. Obey God. Obey God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank. Don't withhold. Don't mess with it. Don't play around with it. Don't rob him. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had compassion for the people. He truly had compassion. I remember that when God had established Divine Destiny Realty through me, God was blessing me so quick in real estate deals, amen, and he had moved me from when I was back on Long Island, and he had moved me from Donnie McKirkland's church, Perfecting Faith, and sent me back to Salvation Deliverance. I didn't understand it.
Amen.
Why he had moved me, because I didn't want to do the travel. But God had me tithing like nobody's business. I was writing checks and cutting checks so quick. Apostle William Brown had, and I was cutting off the growth. I was working corrections. The business was paying. I was giving tithes on Divine Destiny Realty check. I was giving tithes from my personal check. Amen. And then I believe at that time, amen, even when Koch was in office, amen, oh, boy, the retro money that we was getting was crazy. Hallelujah. Amen. And I was writing checks so fast, I believe that God was letting the man of God know that the people can't pay their tithes. He told me to stand up. He said, you see her? She pays her tithes. He said, pay your tithes. Amen. Pay your tithes. Amen.
Yeah,
hallelujah, Jesus. You can do it. God gave a command, and with every command that God gives, there is a provision of grace for you to obey. Don't resist the Holy Ghost. Don't resist them. Move with them. Ooh, hallelujah. Flow with them. Amen. Live, move, and have your very being in him, and he will lead you into obedience. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, beloved, God is good. And this Jesus that I preach, is the Jesus that Paul preached. Amen? It's the Jesus
the
that Apostle William Brown preached. Amen? That's the Jesus I preach. Some people say the same thing about the Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen.
But this is the Jesus that I preach. Amen? Praise God. And so, beloved, I just want to make sure, want to be able to answer your questions. Amen? We are open to answer your questions. We don't shun questions. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't mind you asking. Sometimes people, leaders, get offended when you start asking questions or when you start measuring what they're saying to someone that God has used so greatly. Amen. But listen, it's only one body. Amen. We here to advance the kingdom. Amen. We can't get offended when the people ask questions. Answer the question. Amen. And if you don't have the answer to the question, let the person know, I'm going to seek God and I will get back to you. Or let's all seek God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because God does reveal. He does reveal. He does reveal. This is no time to get offended. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants us to have unity and peace. Have peace with all men if possible. Amen. Praise God. And I pray that was satisfaction to you. Amen. I pray that the word of God, amen, worked all in your heart and brought about a resolve. Amen. We're not looking for ways to escape obeying God's word. We just want to obey. Amen. We just
amen.
Want to obey. And Apostle Brown was a loving man. Amen. He didn't want to put heavy burdens on the people. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. But he would tell you to obey that word. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, do you have any questions thus far before we move on?
Yes, yes, yes. My question is regarding tithes. I appreciate the information and the correction and the enlightenment. And so if you're sitting with more than one ministry, and how do you handle your tithes? How do you handle your tithes?
You obey God.
Okay.
All
right.
You just obey God. And so let me put it this way. If you are sitting, and I understand because we're kingdom-minded, right? There is a ministry that you are committed unto. You. I go to different churches all the time. Amen. Praise God. And there's this little church down here, amen, that I took myself down there out because I want them to know who I am, because I'm there often. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, amen. And so I had to pray about that because my tithe goes to Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. So I'm asking God to give me, to show me, amen, how do I honor both places in my tithe. Amen. Praise God. And so we have always been committed to one place. When you was at Salvation Deliverance, you was at Salvation Deliverance. And we gave that tithe to Salvation Deliverance. Nobody else got that tithe. We gave offering to other places. Amen. You, whoever your shepherd is, amen, that tithe belongs to that work of Jesus Christ. Amen. That work.
Amen. Yes.
But I spoke to God concerning this situation. Amen. And I'm still looking for him to give me a resolve. One thing I do know is that I'm kingdom minded. That I'm not giving my tithe to a woman or a man, to a preacher or a ministry. That I'm giving my tithe to God. Amen. And so if God would allow me to give a portion of the tenth here and a portion of the tenth there, as long as I gave the whole tenth to the work of Jesus Christ. But first I have to discern that that work is Jesus Christ's work. But God would have to lead me to do that. Amen. Praise God. I want to obey him. Amen.
Amen.
But it's not what we have been taught. Amen. Who is your shepherd? Amen. Your tithe belongs to that work. And you could give an offering and a seed and a first fruit to any place else because that's going beyond your tithe. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Is that clarity? Amen. Is that clarity?
Yeah.
If
amen.
Without a church home and you want to obey God in your tithing, this is a good work. This is good ground. You could give your tithe to Cornerstone Living Church. Praise God.
That's right.
If you without
right.
a shepherd, praise God. You can give your tithe here. Amen. Because this
amen.
Is good ground. This is the work of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And
yes.
that tithe is given unto God, Jesus Christ, the high priest. Amen? Do anybody else have any other questions? Anybody else have any questions? Now is the time to ask. Now, beloved, I want to ask you, this is a personal question. If there's anyone on the line that has been struggling with paying their tithe. Based on the knowledge that you have now, amen, doing it at a kingdom standard, giving God a tenth of your growth, is there anyone that's been struggling with paying their tithe?
Nope.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
I have a comment on that.
Yes.
All right, I'm just asking this from my personal situation with my finances.
Uh-huh.
You know, being that I get money and I get it pretty much seasonally, and I do get it in other ways, you know, doing odd jobs and also, you know, trying to get more steady employment. But, you know, this is just me, and you answered it, and I want to make sure for clarification I heard it right. Okay, if you get 20, you know, give 10% of that. If that's all you have for the week. You know, that's not my case. I have more than that. But if
amen.
You have 100, give 10. Thank you. So my point is, if we're giving something of what we have, you know, 10% of anything, is that showing utterness to the kingdom on tithing?
Listen, you are obedient. Listen, God knows how much seed he gave you. And the Bible says that he gives seed to the sower. When you sow, he gives you more seed. Amen. Praise God. He makes
right.
a provision for you to have more. Hallelujah. Amen. God knows what you have. He's an all-knowing God. He knows that
right.
you got $1, $20, $40. Amen. He wants you to be a good steward over what you have. No one can look down on what your tenth is. Amen. Because it is given to God, and he honors it. He honors it.
Right, because I'm going to understand the act that I gave someone I'm trying. Because, see, just like you said, it takes expenses to run Cross on Deliverance Church, which, you know, we all need to understand. And I thank you for saying it tonight. And you broke down what it costs to have a Bible study, what it costs to have the apps, to, you know, to run all these things. And people have to get paid for their time, you know, along with doing these things. Because churches, you know, not just us serving, but it costs money to run a church. So I'm glad you made that understood. And in doing that, we want to receive the blessings we must give. But, you know, my thing is I have personal expenses too. Not saying I won't get the calls on the lip, because you know I have.
It's
just that, you know, my question is, if I got to get to work and I got to keep gas money, I can't tithe this week, you know, should I feel bad about it if I can't do it? Because, you know, I don't want to be struggling to ask somebody when I have the money to take care of what I need, you know, until I get more to give for the next tithing. That's my point and my question.
Brother Golden, I would never tell you to disobey God. We just taught this lesson and we gave the word. I believe
right.
in giving God first. I believe in giving God first. When I retired in 2008, right, my money was shifting, amen. I believe I was out sick. I had had surgery. I wasn't really working on my real estate. And I was on my base high salary in corrections. There was no overtime. And
right.
so I fell into a place where I had to decide, and I'm not telling nobody what to do, but to obey God, right? I paid my tithes, but it made me short with paying my mortgage. Amen? So what I did was I kept obeying God, and I stood on the word of God. So when God gave me a loan modification and he made the bank attorney work for me, I was standing on the word of God. And so we
Amen.
Can only pay our tithes by faith, right? I
Amen.
Want to share with you that if you believe that God is your provision, you are not in lack. Amen? You
Amen.
Are not in lack. Hallelujah. He know you got to get to work. Amen.
He,
right. God wants to see how you trust him. Amen. What we say we believe, our faith is going to be tested. Who are we going to put first? What are we going to choose? Amen. What are we afraid of? God said, take no worry for how you're going to be cared for. That's what the word of God says. Amen?
Amen.
That's why I believe in, when it comes in, give God what belongs to him. I don't sit on that thing too long. I don't meditate. I don't look at the bills before I do it because I don't have time for that. Amen?
Right.
And so because I honored God with my tithe and I obeyed him, I had the faith to do that. It took faith to do that. God honored me. He turned that thing around. Amen. Pray. Not only did he turn it around, but equity that I had already spent, he restored. And when I sold my house, I recovered all.
Amen.
And I didn't sell it because I was behind or nothing. Everything was on time. Everything was paid. I didn't sell it because I was in trouble. God met my needs. He surpassed it. Listen, he blessed me better than good. Amen? I have no complaint. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so if you're asking me what you ought to do, amen, I can't tell you to disobey God. I'm going to tell you to obey God. I'm going to tell you that you should not be looking at those other things before you give God what you owe him. After you give God what you owe him, then you can look at that other stuff and see. And then you put God's word on it. Lord, you
right.
said that you're going to open up the heavens and bless me. Amen? You said that you will pour me out blessings. You said that you rebuked the devourer. That's when you start standing on God's word. I did what you, I walked by faith, and by faith I did what you said. Now, God, I have expectations and anticipation of you doing what you said you was going to do. Amen? Nobody could bless you better than God. I had no idea that God would get into the heart of bank decision makers, high-ranking people in the banking department, and
Amen.
Put me
Amen.
In my house on their mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He canceled my debt in $128,000. Only God can do that. Amen.
Won't he
do it? I have worked for that.
Won't he do it?
Amen. I'm talking about miracle after miracle after miracle. You want to see miracles? Walk by faith in obedience to God's word. Amen? So I can't
Amen.
Sit here and teach this word and then tell you to disobey it. So when you ask me, what should you do? Pay God first.
I got you. I understand.
Amen. Pay God first. I'm not going to contradict the word. I'm not going to contradict it. And if you ask me, have I ever struggled? I have. And I had to get in the word to gain some faith to obey God. Whatever you do for God, You must do it by faith. If you don't do it by faith, you cannot please him. How do we get faith, beloved? Faith come by what?
Works.
Faith come by hearing, and by hearing of the word of God.
Hearing.
That's
okay.
Right.
Thank you.
By hearing of the word of God. So whenever you're struggling, get in the word. It will build your faith and give you the provision that you need to obey him. If we give begrudgingly, if we give out of fear, that ain't pleasing God. You might as well keep it. Amen? Give by faith. That pleases him. Give by faith. That moves his hand. Amen? Give by faith. That will make him accelerate your course. That will make him take notice. Hallelujah. I want to be dead set. Amen. I want God's attention. Obedience, you will get his attention. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I did say that I'm going to speak on this word later on in this week. I'm trying to free up my time to deliver this word. But there was a woman that was without God that heard of the fame of Jesus, and her daughter was being tormented by demonic spirits. Jesus says, why should I give the meat of the children, the bread of the children unto the dog? She got Jesus' attention with her faith in him. She said, even the dog gets to eat a crumb from the table. That accelerated her call. Jesus said, it is not time for me to bless you. Her faith, her comment, accelerated her cause. He said, I have not seen such great faith in all of Israel. He said, my children don't have this kind of faith. Hallelujah. Your faith will get God's attention. Beloved, build your faith.
Amen.
Your faith is what gets God's attention. Your faith is what draws virtue. Your faith, hallelujah. He said, you are made whole by your faith. The woman that pressed with the issue of blood, by faith. So, beloved, don't do it just because I said. The word that I gave you tonight was to build your faith, that by faith you can obey God. Amen? We the just, we live, we walk, we talk by faith. By faith. Even without the evidence, even without even without the manifestation of this thing. When we speak by faith, it manifests. Amen? Beloved, we want you to spiritually grow in your faith. Amen? We want you to spiritually grow. Your flesh don't want to obey God. Amen? We are not of this world. Amen? And we want to give to our government, the government of the kingdom of God. We want to give to that first. Praise God. We want to give unto Caesar what belongs unto Caesar, but give to God what belongs to God. Amen? Hallelujah. May the blessing of the Lord rest upon you all, and may you have the faith. Let faith do your walking and your talking and your giving. Hallelujah. May you have the faith to obey God and his word. May God increase your faith. May you do it with a sweatless victory. May you do it with ease. May you do it with the grace of God. Receive the blessing of the Lord to obey in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Do it by faith. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So now, Brother Golden, are you satisfied?
Yes, I get it. And like I said earlier, and thanks for the clarification. And I do understand. And like I said, you also explained in the message tonight, you know, if you have 20, okay, you 10% of that. If you have 100, so you know my point is you have to give something to tithe. Don't be ashamed. Well, I ain't got enough tithe. No, it doesn't work that way. Tithe what you have first, and move forward
Amen.
With other things. Financial must take care of.
Amen.
And this is me. If you can't do it, you don't feel bad about it. But definitely. And you know, I'll do it. The next one, I'm going to do it. That's you know, because it can be that bad sometimes financially. But the point is,
Brother Golden, it is according to your faith. Amen.
That's
right. Heard the word, and we can only do according to our faith. Amen. I didn't say according to what you have.
Oh, okay.
According to what you believe. So now, do you believe the word of God over your empty pocket.
Yes, I do.
Give unto God what belongs to God. And see, and that's what it is here. Where's your faith? Where's your faith? Where's your faith? Amen? There's times when I would have to travel from North Carolina to New York and not have the finance to do it. Whatever was in the car was in the car. I remember being told, we can't go. We don't have it. We're going to have to cancel service. No, I'm not canceling service. I'm going to go by faith. And as we were traveling, people would start giving to the Cash App. This is for your travel. This is for your travel. This is for your travel. I believe God began to deal with his people's heart. Amen? God began to deal with his people's heart. There was time when Mother Roberts would pray that God put food on the table. Five kids, one woman. Pray that God put food on the table. The lady next door would overcook a pot of stew. Miss Cook. Oh, Miss Cook was a good cook. Hallelujah. I've been young and I've been old and I've never seen the righteous forsaken and begging bread. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, we got to stand on the word of God. Amen? You have not because you ask not. Let God know what you need. If you got a dollar, you should be able to give God a dime. If you got $2, give him 20 cents. If you got $20, listen, what is that $1? What is that? That $1 ain't gonna make you and break you. Is it? When you think about it. When he provides for all of your needs. $1 ain't gonna make a break. $10 ain't gonna make or break you. Amen? Praise God. Being a good and thankful servant. Hallelujah. And so I hear what you're saying, Brother Golden. And may the word of God continue to increase your faith. Amen? May the word of God. I can only speak according to how the Bible says that your faith can be increased. Amen?
Amen.
That's my goal, that your faith be increased. Amen? Hallelujah. To obey the Lord. And that's in all aspects of the word. That when it comes down to praying without ceasing, meditating on his word day and night, that your faith would be increased, to be able to move in obedience to what God has commanded us to do. Amen? Fast and pray. Our faith give to the widows. Give alms to the poor. Our faith must be increased. We can only do it by faith. And I once sounded like Brother Golden. I sat in front of the hair salon, and God said, give what's in your pocket to the woman. I said, no. But I said no because I didn't want to have to run around trying to find a bank in crazy Brooklyn. Brooklyn wasn't Harlem. Praise God.
Right.
I ain't got no time to be running around in places I don't know about in Brooklyn. When I come to Brooklyn, I go to this place, and I go back home. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God was trying to do something. He said, you got my stuff, and I'm telling you to release it. He kept talking to me. So he built my faith. I knew my arms were too short to box with him. So I gave in. I said, Lord, she's gone. If you have her turn around and come back, I give it to her. Didn't she come back around that corner? Pray. So sometimes we struggle. Hallelujah. Beloved, it's okay to struggle sometimes, but get there. Get there. Get there. The goal is to get there. It's to be in obedience to what God is doing. So God took the stuff that he gave me and told me to bless someone else. It was his to give anyway. Who am I? Who am I? What I was saying at that point is, Lord, I'm not available to be used. Use somebody. That's really what I was saying. He could have blessed her through anybody. Lord, I thank you for using me. Amen. When we begin to tell God no, what we're telling him is that we're not available. We're not available to be used. Praise God. I'm not available to declare your glory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, we got to shift. We got to shift. We need the mind of Christ. We need a heavenly mind, a spiritual mind. Do anyone else have anything else to share tonight before we close out the Bible study? Sister Titiana, Sister Latasha, Prophet Deidre Williams, Prophetess Margaret Cavanaugh. If there's anybody else on it, I didn't call your name because I don't see anything before me right now. But we want to open up the floor that you may share.
Well, this is the time we never could tell. We went over tonight, what we learned.
Yes, yes, Brother Golden.
Okay. Well, I just want to say that, you know, again, thank you so very much for, again, what I took and understood, and you showed me by interpretation on how to tithe. You know, you don't let what you have in little stop you. Give to God first, move forward. And also, you told me tonight, like I said, have faith on when you give. You know how to give. You know, because not just church. You know, I look at, you have a lot of these charities out here. Always say, if your spirit tells you don't do it, don't do it. I personally got caught up in that, and then it got to the point, it was so much, I was like, well, something behind that. That was my spirit, and I stopped. But I'm not going to tell nobody whether or not to give or give. That's their decision, because there's other things out here in the world that they need financial help. And, you know, I always say, know what you're giving. But when it comes to the church, well, that shouldn't be, you know, no second guessing. So, you know, again, I appreciate that you broke down how it works. Because, you know, some people do want to know, well, you know, if I'm giving my money, where is it going to? So, you know,
amen.
I think you just clarified all that. I'm not trying to disrespect nobody. I'm not trying to make somebody, you know, get upset or get in their feelings. But, you know, some people want to know, well, if I gave you her all, what is her all for? And, you know,
amen.
You put it out there, it's not going in my pocket. You know, you know, I have other things that must be taken care of so we can have a Bible study on Wednesday night if you want to receive the blessing. So I can't say enough that was open transparency. And,
amen.
You know, people need to hear that because, you know, people are always putting the church in controversy that could come from another place.
Amen.
And I know some things go on. And, you know, when you know, you know. But
amen.
Follow the lesson, and I'm going to say this, because like you said, we got, you know, watch time, and people have other schedules and things to do, but thank God for those that came here tonight to give God some time.
Amen.
And I myself as one of them. And, you know, first thing is I want to say with the lesson you brought up, you know, you should be convicted when you do something and know it's of, not of God. So, you know, you should feel bad if you can't get to, like I did, although I could not get out because of work, coming to Bible study. Or something
mm-hmm.
that went on that you know that, you know, wasn't right, and say, well, you know, God, how do I know that this is not right? Or I did this, how can I, you know, in your name, be of submission on forgiveness and repentance.
Amen.
So, I thought that was excellent, but also the lesson that you brought out, in all thy ways acknowledge God, I thought that was great. We should do that all in our lives every day. Be a good tither. You know, you stressed that a lot tonight on the 10%. We went over that. I'm not going to go deep into that, but long story short on that, be a good tither to God. It's part of stewardship. You brought that up tonight. It's part of stewardship. Also, tithing is to Jesus and the church. I thought you brought that out very well. And also, I like we went over to 1 Corinthians 9, verse 14, where it said, even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. So,
mm-hmm.
whereas we're going to tell somebody about God, we need to be good examples of living it too. Because let's be
amen.
Honest, if we don't see it working, we're not going to believe in it. That's just our human
amen.
Side God put in us. Because God himself knows you pray to him and you do what he tells you to do, he's got to deliver too. So,
mm-hmm.
yes, be doers of the word and you will see the results.
Amen.
And just a few more things you brought out, which I learned tonight. The purpose of tithing is to put God first. You know, that was stressed enough. So, they have to put God first in our finances because, you know, finances, it's everyday something, you know, if you, anybody on this line, they won't admit it. They are concerned about their finances. How am I going to keep gas in my car? How am I going to keep the lights on? How am I going to keep the electricity running? Things that keep me living in decency every day. Well, put God in those things, and you don't have to worry about these things, and you will be able to pay these things. But again, Amen. I agree, tithing will supersede all of those things.
Amen.
And lastly, I like what you broke down and gave how to give 10% of your earnings in life. Don't worry about how much money you have, big or small amount. Just do it.
Amen.
So that's what I took from the lesson tonight. And may God continue to bless Cornerstone Deliverance Baptist Church by way of the app, by way of donations through the resources you've given us over the years, Cash App, and you know, I don't know them all, but I know through Cash App with this group. And also continue to bless those that work for you at Cornerstone Deliverance to bring us the word. You know, I can't say enough that it's not just you. You have other people behind the scenes that do things to keep the word of God through you coming to us. So I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And when we give, remember that. You're not doing it alone. You're doing it through him and allowing people to come to you to make this happen. So I just want to say praise God for me getting here and being here tonight, allowing me to be here with my schedule, and at the same time, you know, giving me the strength to keep coming here as much as possible despite what's going on everywhere tonight. You know, if it's something going around the house, I got to run to no stop. I got to get the Bible study. Because, see, coming here, I've seen how things are changing my life in favor for him. Because, you know, as they say in the new trending word, you know, we want to win. Well, God wants you to win, but in the right way. So that's all I have to say. And, you know, I just thank God for this great word you brought to us, that on tithing and understanding how it works. It's not to put money in the preacher's pocket. It's also to give to the church and also obedience to him in his name and our personal lives.
Amen. 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 This is what this thing is all about, obedience to the word of God. When we start adding other things in it, we have to ask ourselves, is it, and you that was a very good share, Brother Golden.
Thank you.
You know, like, what is the thought that we're rationalizing? Amen. Praise God. And so, you know, I just thank God for the opportunity to be able to teach stewardship. And there should be, we are the body of Christ, there should be no one in lack amongst us. This is why I said that God, there is a conviction, and I don't believe that I'm the only one that got the conviction. Amen. Praise God. I believe that this conviction has hit the body of Christ concerning caring for our widows, caring for the poor amongst us, caring for those that are in need. Amen. Praise God. Because when they laid the proceeds at the feet of the apostles, amen, they gave to those that was in need so that no one amongst us would be in lack. Amen. Praise God. And so none of us should be in need to the point where we don't have nothing to eat. Amen. Because those of us that is eating a lot, we can eat a little less. There's some.
Amen.
Praise God. We are the body of Christ. God is holding us at a high standard. That standard of excellence, be praying for one another, loving one another, caring for one another, amen?
Amen.
And we want to see it. And I want to say again that we have to move from being church-minded to being kingdom-minded, because being church-minded will make you think that you only have to care for those saints or those people that is a part of your ministry. That's not what Jesus is saying. When Jesus spoke of the Good Samaritan, and I know it's 10:27, y'all bear with me. When Jesus spoke of the Good Samaritan, the Jews said, well, who is my neighbor? Read that. And what Jesus was saying is that everyone is your neighbor. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Good Samaritan that was not a Jew did for the Jew that was beat up and robbed in the road, while the other Jews that was his brothers went off to the side.
Amen.
They avoided him. They avoided him. We have a responsibility. Praise God. We have
Amen.
A responsibility. Amen. To show forth Christ's good work. Amen. So is there anyone else that's sharing tonight?
Yes.
Very good share, Brother Golden. Very good share.
Thank you. Amen. I want to say this real quickly, too. I just thank God for him. For, like I said, time goes by quickly. And I count, I can't believe, and I'm still not in awe, but also I'm also understanding that he allowed me to build a Christ-like relationship with Cornerstone Deliverance Church. I needed that in my life because a lot of things were going on out of control. I just want to say thank God for allowing him to stay in touch with you and Cornerstone Deliverance Church for building a personal relationship with God. That's all I'm saying.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, we give God glory, all for his glory. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Beloved, this is what it's all about. The souls are not being drawn to man, but they're being drawn to Christ. Amen? He has a more personal, more intimate relationship with Christ. Why? Because we're preaching and teaching Jesus, the crucified one, the resurrected one, the highly exalted one. Amen? Hallelujah. We ain't pointing
Amen.
You toward man. We point you toward Christ. So Prophet Sharon, or who is that sharing now?
Sister Tatiana. I wanted to say that, I've always, God told me a long time ago, even like when I was in nursing school, about tithes. And so I've always paid my tithes, but it's tithes and offerings. And so under Salvation and Deliverance, they never really asked for a lot of an offering. It would either be, it was $2 for so many years, and then it became $3. And there were over 300 churches worldwide. But when Pastor Brown went home to be with the Lord, and I was still a part of Salvation and Deliverance, when I left Salvation and Deliverance, and I started to attend other ministries, not really knowing where I would fit. I was kind of looking for the same thing. I was looking for there to be baptism. I was looking for there to be like a prayer and tarry, people getting filled with the Holy Spirit, the devil being cast out, and all of that. And there just, you know, there would be some things and not other things. But one, and I had never seen this before, and Pastor Brown used to always say from the pulpit, you know, they won't tell you the truth. And he said, I'll tell you why. He would go in his pocket, and he would pull out money. He would say, filthy lucre. And so as I went to and I was attending these ministries, I really started to see how people were asking for a lot of money for offerings often. And so I was seeing other things too, like I hadn't seen before, like, you know, fancy cars and designer wear all the time. And so I began to struggle in my spirit with offerings. But also, there was a beat down, there's no other way to put it, from the pulpit, and almost like a cursing of the people when a certain offering wasn't drawn. And so I began to tell God, you said you love a cheerful giver, and I'm not yet cheerful because I just always felt like there was a beat down, like service would be stopped, prayer would be stopped. And anyway, long story short, I went to God in prayer, and I was complaining about it, not the tithes portion of it, but the offerings part, because he said, how do you rob me? And tithes and offerings. And God answered me back, and he let me know that whatever he laid on my heart for offering to give, but that was not an excuse, because I was saying, I see why, God, people struggle with giving their tithes. And a lot, and you hear a lot of people say, you know, all they want to do is get rich in the church and da-da-da-da-da, and they say all these things, right? So, but when I took it to God in prayer and I told him how I was feeling, and I felt less cheerful because it was always a beat down. We'll be called at home and asked to give more money for offering when I had already given money for offering, and it just became too much. Anyway, when I took it to God in prayer complaining about it, God let me know whatever I place in your heart to give as an offering, you give. But You are to still pay your tithes.
Amen.
And so my tithes and offerings. So he was letting me know tithes and offerings. Like, it's not an excuse, because I was hearing other people saying, oh, this is why I don't pay my tithes, and I give my tithes elsewhere. I give to, you know, hungry children, and I give to this and that. And God just let me know, no, that goes to my house. And regardless of whatever you see, if I tell you that you give such and such, then you give that. And once God set that straight, like, no, you do what I tell you to do. I didn't struggle anymore in giving tithes. I never really struggled. I never struggled with my tithes, but it was with the offerings. And so whatever God leads me, you know, sometimes they would ask me for a $500 offering or a $1,000 offering or whatever. Whatever God leads me to give in terms of offerings combined with my tithes, I just go ahead and give it. And I no longer listen to that from people who say, oh, in the church, they always do this and do this. God still wants us to be obedient. And he said to give from all that increase. When I got on the line, I was actually late. And I heard the Lord say to me, next time, be on time. That's all I wanted to say.
Praise God. Praise God. See, won't the Holy Spirit talk to you? And I love the testimony of Sister Titiana, because she was able to share her theophany, you know, how God dealt with her concerning tithing, how even though she did not like how things was happening in the ministries after, you know, being outside of Salvation and Deliverance Church, amen, that she was able to speak to God about it, and God was able to bring about a resolve and a peace, amen? And so, beloved, I want to piggyback on what she said. Your tithe, go to God, but your offering is free will. Amen? It's whatever it is that God has purpose in your heart to give. And so this thing is not unto man, so I do challenge God. I challenge him with, if I give my tithe and I'm just giving $20 in offering, I'm challenging him in prayer, because, Lord, I would like to be able to give $50 in offering, $100 in offering. But in order for me to do that, the Lord has to provide it. Amen. And so my giving is not unto man, it's unto God. Amen. And so regardless of what man is asking for. But there was a time I was at Perfecting Faith Church, and Donnie McKirkland did ask for a $200 offering. And that was my last $200. But God spoke to my heart. So I gave by faith. Now, if God didn't speak to my heart, I would have walked out the door with my $200. God spoke to my heart. I gave that $200. Now, I checked my mail on Saturday. I went home after, I was in church all day Sunday. I went home after the afternoon service and checked my mailbox. Do you know that there was a check that was well over what I gave? I began to praise. I said, God, hallelujah. I know the postman ain't working on Sunday. Hallelujah, Jesus. See, now, beloved, this is you. We can't be God-given. And I'm talking about when you give it by faith. Amen? Whenever you give, when you give, and give it in Jesus' name, do it unto God. And so, Sister Titiana, thank you for that testimony. Amen? Amen. And it, like she said, it's free will. And God will move you. He will move you. He will move you. Every time they ask for something across the pulpit, if God ain't moving you by faith, he's moving somebody. Amen? Praise God. God is dealing with somebody's heart. Hallelujah. It may not be you. Amen. But it may be somebody. So let us not get frustrated with what goes on in these ministries. And when Apostle Brown spoke about filthy lucre, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Amen. Praise God. And, you know, Cornerstone Deliverance Church is going to deliver these services. Amen. Because it is the Lord that provides. And as your faith is being built in God, amen, hallelujah, he will be able to make you into a faithful steward through discipleship, through your obedience to his word, to be able to help advance the kingdom of God, amen, you too, through sharing your witness, through the preaching of the gospel, amen, even if it's just to lost souls, amen, and through your treasure, hallelujah, through your treasure. Praise God. Amen. Whether that be your finances, your houses, your land, whatever. Amen. Hallelujah. So is anyone else sharing tonight? Good testimony, Sister Titiana. Very, very good. Talk to God about it. Don't get mad with man. Talk to God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. If no one else is sharing tonight, beloved, this service will probably be aired through the social media. And so I'm going to ask Prophet Deidre Williams to do the altar call tonight. And I'm going to ask Sister Titiana after the altar call to close us out in prayer. And I thank you for your time. We are well over the 10 o'clock hour. But, you know, my time is for the Lord. You know,
amen.
I mean, I've stayed, when I was in the world, I partied into the wee hours of the morning. Amen. And so I'm not going to cry about this extra time. Amen. And I thank God for allowing you all to be able to be on as well. Amen. Hallelujah, because we did go past our normally allotted time. Prophet, are you still on?
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we are grateful, thankful to be blessed to hear your voice on how we ought to obey what thus saith the Lord. For your blessing is for our increase, that we would prosper not only in our finances, but in our health and our mindset. And for these blessings, we come to say thank you for all that you continue to do, how you continue to pour the water of love upon the seed of salvation, the seed of eternal life. We are so grateful, so thankful for what you are continuing to do, that you will continue to be glorified with the provisions that you have given unto us, that we will continue to prosper, increase, that the light that you've placed in us would so shine. And for everyone who's on the line who has not given their heart to the Lord, who also want to just rededicate their hearts to you, because I'm sure conviction has reached our hearts tonight for where we fall short. Your word shines where we fall short. Your light shines where we have darkness. And so at this point, to do the altar call, Father God, your word lets us to know that in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And so this is where we can confess and believe. Father God,
amen.
In the name of Jesus, if you have not given your heart to the Lord, this is the opportunity that God has provided. And you can repeat the sinner's prayer in Jesus Christ's holy name. And the prayer would go, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe that you died and rose from the grave, ascended to heaven and seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for my soul tonight and today.
Yes, Lord.
Come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior, that I may serve you the balance of my days. In Jesus Christ's holy name, I ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
I turn it over to Sister Titiana. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you for this sweet fellowship on tonight, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that your word fall on good ground and produce much fruit in us, Lord God. That we, your people, should be obedient to what you're saying with respect to tithes and offering, that they may be meat in your house, Lord Jesus. God, I pray that you strengthen the speaker, Lord God, and restore unto her all that she has put out on this evening, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Beloved, we are officially dismissed. Let us go in peace and serve the Lord. Agape love.
Agape love.
Agape love. Everybody have a good week and be safe.
Amen.
Agape love.
Agape love.